Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer, Phyllis Schlafly.
Do you ever wonder why the Internet is so polluted with pornography? It's because the U.S. Supreme Court blocks every attempt by Congress to regulate pornographers. From its ivory tower, the court props open the floodgates for smut and graphic sex to victimize everybody below. Repeatedly, over the past 5 years, the court has found a new constitutional right for vulgarity. The most recent pro-porn decision was to invalidate the Child Online Protection Act. After the Supreme Court invalidated the Communications Decency Act of 1996, Congress enacted this Child Online Protection Act, designed to meet the court's objections to the previous law. The new law banned the posting for commercial purposes on the World Wide Web of material that is patently offensive in a sexual manner unless the poster takes reasonable steps to restrict access by minors. The new law was badly needed as filth plagues the Internet, incites sex crimes, and entraps children. You don't need to look very far to find a tragic crime traceable to the Internet. In New Jersey in 1997, a 15-year-old boy who had fallen prey to homosexual conduct prompted by the Internet sexually assaulted and murdered an 11-year-old boy who was selling candy door to door. The Child Online Protection Act did not censor a single word or picture. Instead, it merely required the purveyors of sex for profit to screen their websites from minors, which can be done by credit card or other verification. But decency lost again when six justices knocked out the new law, the Child Online Protection Act, in this year's case called Ashcroft versus ACLU. Justice Kennedy declared it unconstitutional for Congress to stop porn flowing to teens. He shifted the burden to families to screen out the graphic sex rather than imposing the cost on the companies profiting from the filth.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report, presented by Eagle Forum, leading America's pro-family movement since 1972. For a free copy of Eagle Forum's pamphlet on pornography, write to Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Please include your name and address and ask for the pornography report. That address again, Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Hey, Jack Flood here. It's been said that those who do not learn from history are doomed to repeat it. It's hard to learn from history, though, with the propaganda, lies, and blatant omissions webbed together by the controlled mediums we count on for our information. That's why the Barnes Review is so valuable to researchers like myself. The Barnes Review carries titles such as Andrew Jackson's Prophetic Warnings, Why Civilizations Self-Destruct, or House of Rothschild, one of my all-time favorites. Why not call the Barnes Review now to receive your copy of their bi-monthly newsletter? Buy $50 worth of books and get a discount on your subscription. The Barnes Review, 877-773-9077. That's 877-773-9077. Or view them online right now at www.barnesreview.com. Or just click on our link at jackflood.com. We'll see you there. Hey, Jack Blood here. And folks, I wanted to take a minute to discuss your health. You know, the vicious cycle of treating symptoms of disease with drugs and surgery simply create more symptoms, leading to a greater dependence on the pharma cartels. There is a solution. Herbal Healer Academy, headed by the esteemed Dr. Mirijah McCain, have hundreds of natural products to treat the source of disease and illness. Herbal Healer Academy also provides many natural detox products to protect you and your family against chemtrails, aspartame, pesticides, radiation, MSG, and more. Herbal Healer Academy also provides herbs, vitamins, and correspondence courses so you can become an expert in natural medicine. Herbal Healer Academy is one-stop shopping for all of your healthy living needs. Why not call them now for a free brochure? 870-269-4177. For your free brochure at 870-269-4177. Or dial them up on the web at www.herbalhealer.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, a man who asks, why is it that people say they slept like a baby when babies wake up every 2 hours and wet the bed? Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. Good friend of mine is on the other end of the telephone line today from Versailles, Missouri. I know it's Versailles for those of you who are French bred, but here in Ozark land, we don't always pronounce names like they do in other parts of the country, and although it's spelled the same, it's Versailles here in our neck of the woods. Dave Von Kleist, hi, it's good to have you as a guest on the Common Sense Coalition.
Well, it's an honor to be asked to be a guest, Jerry. Thank you for asking me.
Well, you know, we need to do this more often, but I just kind of forget about things from time to time, and then you sent me a copy of a video that you have out. This is a brand new video. It's titled 911 in Plain Sight. And after looking at that video, I said, you know, there's a lot of people out there that need to know what's in that video.
The time. So I think it's only fair that we just take a second here and define what a conspiracy theory is. A theory is the word that describes the conspiracy. So as an example, in theory, if you purchase a raffle ticket, you can win a prize. Now, as long as you don't buy a raffle ticket, you're not going to win, and the win is theoretical. But if you buy a raffle ticket, now it becomes a possibility, and the more raffle tickets you buy, the more possible and eventually probable that win becomes. Such is the case with a conspiracy theory. If you have no evidence at all, it is a conspiracy theory. But once you got one piece of evidence, it becomes a possibility, and the more evidence that is amassed, the more possible and eventually probable the conspiracy is. So when keeping that in mind, when you start looking at some of the video footage that we've all seen from September 11th, you realize that this is photographic evidence. And this evidence indicates very clearly that we have some very serious questions as to what really happened on September 11th. Now, let me ask you, Derry, when you saw this, did you come to the same conclusion that I had when I'd seen this footage? First of all, I was shocked when I saw the pictures of the plane hitting the South Tower in slow motion, which has never been shown to the American people. When you saw that in slow motion, did you see something attached to the belly of that plane or not?
You know, it's hard to see. It is a little difficult to see. It looks like it is. You point out that there is. It's definitely easy to see that flash.
Oh, yeah, there's a flash there. Okay, and that's the second thing about that same clip. I mean, we're talking about a second and a half, maybe 2 seconds worth of video footage that was shown over and over again shortly after September 11th, and then they stopped showing it altogether because there were two things about this. Number one, the bottom of the 767 is supposed to be as smooth as a baby's bottom. Now, we've looked at many photographs, and you can too, folks. Just get a picture of a 757. Look at the bottom. That thing's supposed to be smooth.
I thought you'd go to get a picture of a baby's bottom.
Well, that would be pretty smooth, too. But, no, seriously, the bottom of that plane should have absolutely nothing on it. But in this picture, and you can see it all the way as it glides into that that building, there is something there that appears to be an attachment of some sort. Some folks have called it a pod. Some folks say it looks like a torpedo. Some people say it looks like a missile. Regardless, there's something there that appears to be attached to the belly of that plane that shouldn't be there. And number two, like you just pointed out, Jerry, there's a bright flash that occurs before the plane barrels into the building. And that flash was caught by 4 different cameras. And it's absolutely inconsistent with the concept that there's some terrorist on that plane with a utility knife threatening the pilot. How could a terrorist have something attached to the outside of the plane or cause a flash? So this is these are very serious questions that need to be raised, and nobody's willing to talk about it.
You know, I think the interesting thing is, and I don't know whether you want to mention this on the air or not, but how did you get those? What this video is, and Dave has done some excellent work, and I can't remember who your partner was on this.
That was William Lewis, and I got to tell you, he did the grunt work. He was the chief button pusher, the director, videographer. He put the whole thing together. He's the guy that did the work.
It is very, very well done. But and I'm going to jump ahead here just a little bit.
Uh-huh.
But the video, you made the video in, 52 minutes, if I remember right.
Right. We timed it out for 52 minutes in the hopes, hardy har har, that it would be shown on commercial television.
Okay. But then you come back and you talk, what, another 30 or 40 minutes, perhaps?
Maybe about 15 or 20, something like that.
Is that all? Okay. The second time you show clips that were done by a news department of a TV station in Oklahoma City following the Oklahoma City bombing.
Right.
Now, I know a lot more about Oklahoma City than I do about 911. I watched 911 here just like everybody else did. I had no contacts whatsoever.
Right.
But on the Oklahoma City thing, I got to see, we're heard in Oklahoma in that area.
Uh-huh.
And I had a caller call me, gave me a phone number, said, call this lady and get her on your show because she said that they are taking bombs out from under this supposedly blown up Oklahoma City building by that truckload of fertilizer.
Right.
I got her on the phone. She said, yeah. She says, I'll be glad to come on the air with you, and we'll talk about this. Then when I got ready to call her, she didn't exist anymore. She was no longer there. She wasn't going to talk. And you have videos made by these earlier reports from Oklahoma City where the newscasters are actually talking about these bombs that they're removing from the... Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for for $258 apiece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Hear that? That's the sound of nearly 3 million American jobs being flushed down the toilet. What caused it? NAFTA. 10 years ago, Congress passed NAFTA. It was supposed to boost our economy. Instead, we lost millions of jobs and the nation is still hurting. But now Congress is quietly considering doing it again, but worse this time. By creating a free trade area of the Americas, also called the FTAA. This would outsource millions more American jobs and businesses. How can our country survive this devastation again? Learn how you can help. Visit www.stoptheftaa.org or call 1-800-JBS-USA1. Log on to our website and let Congress know that you think FTAA is not an option for America's future. Stoptheftaa.org and keep American jobs in America.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
SaveOnCommunications.com is a proven leader in online communications since 1995. If it's the lowest bill you're looking for, not just the lowest rate, SaveOnCommunications is the answer. They help businesses and residential customers shop the absolute best values in communication products and services available on the market today. Visit them online at www.SaveOnCommunications.com and start saving up to 70% today. Or call toll-free at 1-866-815-6343.
And we have returned. We're visiting with Dave Von Kleist. He and William Lewis have put together this video, which it's very, what I want to say here, Dave, it shows us a lot that we had never seen before, at least in a way that we have never seen it before. Mm-hmm. This is the short session here, so we don't have a lot of time. I'd like to get into some of those. Do you have the audio of that Fox reporter?
Well, I do, but there's one clip I was going to play before that.
Okay, well,
you just mentioned about this Oklahoma City information.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a compilation of all the different affiliate stations that were reporting live in Oklahoma City. As you're well aware, right after the bomb, the explosions in Oklahoma City, all the traffic copters broke away from their patterns and giving traffic reports and flew over the building. And they were giving live reports and reporters on the scene. And the reports came in about a second bomb had been found inside the building. And then they found a third bomb inside the building. Then they retrieved the second bomb. They hauled the second bomb off. They dismantled the second bomb. They identified the second bomb as a very sophisticated explosive device. And then they had Dr. Randall Heather, a terrorist expert, made the statement on camera that we actually have got diffused bombs. They had retrieved bombs out of the Oklahoma City Murrah building, and then the feds got there and the networks got there, and all of a sudden all those stories just dried up and blew away and it became a car bomb. No, it was a van, a maroon Astro. No, it was a truck. That's right. It was a truck. A Ryder truck. Yeah. A Ryder truck that was loaded up with dynamite, with cow dung. And it blew out across the street, and it blew into the building. And see, they just changed everything, Gary.
And this is all on video, more or less, what you're saying here, that was actually reported to the people in Oklahoma City from local TV stations. See, I called one of those stations, and I know I got the right station. They answered. I don't remember what station it was. I didn't keep that information. I had just started the network, so it's been close to 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't aware of things then as I am now. But I had the lady's name, and she she was going to do the program with me. And then after that, well, we can never even get to talk to her.
Well, hey, you know, the amazing thing is...
Let's take a break. We're going to take a break.
Okay.
No, we've got a minute here. We've got a minute. Go ahead. What was that amazing thing?
Well, I was just going to say is that the amazing thing is that anybody that was speaking out about these discrepancies, about the fact that, you know, there were so many people that had reported the building exploding, not imploding, but exploding, stuff being thrown across the street, these multiple reports of bombs... Everybody that screamed about this, about the seismograph showing two explosions, everything that was inconsistent with the official claim of a truck bomb with fertilizer, anybody that was pointing to this stuff was immediately labeled and branded as a conspiracy theorist, a kook, a wacko, or what have you. And now it seems that history is repeating itself because anybody that speaks outside of the conventional wisdom of the official report of 9/11 is being labeled the same. But now we have video footage that proves otherwise.
Hang on, we'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
From the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting
now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
SaveOnCommunications.com is a proven leader in online communications since 1995. If it's the lowest bill you're looking for, not just the lowest rate, SaveOnCommunications is the answer. They help businesses and residential customers shop the absolute best values in communication products and services available on the market today. Visit them online at www.SaveOnCommunications.com and start saving up to 70% today. Or call toll-free at 1-866-815-6343.
And we have returned. We are back. And we are still visiting with Dave Von Kleist, talking about the new video he has out, 911 in Plain Sight. Now, Dave, you actually have some audio from the video that you can air over our program, right?
Yes, I have a couple of clips here that folks might find interesting. The first clip here is basically the discussion, and we were just talking about all the reports of bombs at Oklahoma City. Well, there were many people reporting that there were explosions going around the Trade Center. It wasn't, according to these people, simply a plane hitting a tower, a collapse, and a collapse. That's four different things. These people are talking about explosions going off, and we have to ask the question why, especially when some of these people were firefighters and police officers. Here's the clip about the explosion.
And we're talking about...
The top of the building just blew up.
The second explosion and another explosion. We have a report now of a fourth explosion at the Trade Center.
There has just been a huge explosion. It almost looks like one of those implosions of buildings that you see.
We heard a very loud blast, an explosion. Not clear now is why this explosion took place.
Do you know if it was an explosion or if it was a building collapse?
This is a police officer here.
Like to me, it sounded like an explosion, but it was a huge explosion.
I saw the two buildings. I'm thinking it was a bomb because two of them.
This is actually, we believe, debris from one of the planes that hit one of the towers in the World Trade Center. The FBI is here, as you can see. They had roped this area off. They were taking photographs and securing this area just prior to that huge explosion that we all heard and felt.
There's just a few of the people that were saying that there were explosives going off around the Trade Center.
Yeah, I liked the one, and I don't remember whether he was a cop or a firefighter, but I just watched this once. But he was talking about how the building came down just like they do when they in those demolition, you know, where they completely destroyed. And he was saying it went down boom, 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 boom like that.
That's the clip that's queued up next. Here it is. As long as you brought it up, what a segue. Good job, Derry. Here it is. And here it is.
And we started running. Floor by floor, it started popping out.
It was just, it had detonated.
Yeah,
detonated. Yeah. Take down a building. Boom, 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 boom.
All the way down. I was watching.
Now, those are the firefighters in the fire station discussing how they had just escaped with their lives, trying to outrun the debris. And as the building was coming down, it appeared, as you just heard, that there were detonating charges going off. Boom, 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 all the way down. Amazing.
Now, do you have the reporter, and I thought this was probably as telling as anything in there, where it was on a Fox News Live, they broke into the morning show or something there on Fox,
yeah.
And this reporter, he was not a reporter, it just says this is a Fox employee.
That is correct.
That happened to be nearby, called the Fox News office, and here's what he said.
Well, I tell you what, I've got that queued after Larry Silverstein.
Okay, go ahead. I don't remember who Larry Silverstein was.
Okay, well, he was the lease owner of the Trade Center.
Okay.
Now, he was the one that they were talking about what happened with Building 7, and he was the one that said that they decided to pull it. Now, how do you pull a building? That means a controlled demolition. How do you do that 8 hours after an attack? Here it is.
From the fire department commander. Only that they were not sure they were going to be able to contain the fire. I said, you know, we've had such terrible loss of life. Maybe the smartest thing to do is pull. And they made that decision to pull. And then we watched the building collapse.
Now that's Larry Silverstein. That's amazing that he would make that admission. Because you know, I know, anybody else there that's got a brain knows that in order to do a controlled demolition, you've got to bring teams in, they've got to do a structural analysis of the building, study the girders, the beams, figure out which ones need to have detonating charges, how big those charges have to be, in what order and sequence they need to be detonated. They've got to wire it, clear the building, and then pull it, as they say.
Now, do you think Larry Silverstein, to tell us again exactly who he was, did he own the buildings?
He was the lease owner, yes.
He owned the lease on both trade towers. Well, what was this building number 7? And I remember back in those days, they kept talking about, oh, there's another building going down.
Right, that's the building that collapsed after 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and that's the one that looks exactly like a controlled demolition, and it just so happened that building did not appear to have any major structural damage from the collapse of the towers. In fact, the fire that was raging inside that building was restricted to the lower floors. We're talking about something like 75 stories to this building.
That's number 7.
That's right, building number 7. And in between building 7 and one of the towers was building 6. Now, building 6 was struck, but building 7 apparently was not. And there were fires going on in the lower third of the building, which just so happens to be where the FEMA offices were and the nerve center for the intelligence community for New York City.
Now, did Larry Silverstein, did it sound like he knew what they were doing?
Well, they talked about, you just heard the clip, they talked about making the decision to pull it.
All right, but who's making this decision?
Well, that's...
Apparently, he was in on the deal.
Apparently, and I don't know if it really matters. The point is that they would have controlled demolitions in place before a surprise attack. They can't pull it without having them in place ahead of time. And if they had demolition charges in Building 7, is it possible that they were in Building 6 or 5 or 4 or the North Tower or the South Tower? And let's not forget what the firefighters said, that it appeared that the buildings came down from controlled demolition charges. Boom, 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 boom. That's what they said.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Rising oil prices, surging global inflation, and a record-high gold price are indelibly associated with the 1970s. Economists say there are many striking similarities between today's economic environment and gold's rise 30 years ago. Swiss America and I want you to stay ahead of the financial curve by learning the truth about how gold coins can secure your financial future. Discover the secret to restoring the standard in your family nest egg like I did. I call Swiss America, and I want you to call them at 1-800-289-2646. The number is 1-800-BUYCOIN. You've got to read Swiss America's latest magazine, Restoring the Standard, to really understand why every time inflation rises, gold rises. Restoring the Standard is available also online at SwissAmerica.com, but give them a call at 1-800-BUYCOIN. Derry Brownfield here to tell you about the world's finest air purifier. It's called the Aeronizer. There is no other product on the market today that equals the power and performance of the Aeronizer. What the Aeronizer does is kills viruses and bacteria in the air and on surfaces in your home. It kills influenza viruses, powerful enough to kill airborne anthrax spores. Mold, mildew, and fungus problems are a thing of the past. Cooking, pet, and smoke odors are gone. It'll remove dust, pollen, dander, and other allergens from the air. It oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. There's nothing else to buy with these air purifiers. No plates to clean or filters to replace. We have units for the home, office, even for industrial and agricultural applications.
To order the Aeronizer, call toll-free 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or visit the website www.aranair.us. That's aranair.us.
Culture can be fun. Take classical music and dance.
Singing along with free live music and feasting on food on a stick with hundreds of your new best friends at the 2004 Missouri State Fair, August 12th through the 22nd in Sedalia. Now that's fun.
There's nothing like riding with the hands. Hey?
Thrilling to the adrenaline rush on the midway rides. Now that's fun.
Of course, culture can be expensive.
Saving money is fun. Go to any participating Lowe's store and buy an American Red Cross Unlimited Ride wristband. It's only $20 and includes one adult admission.
Those Yanks.
The summer is made for fun, so don't miss out. Catch all the fun and excitement at the 2004 Missouri State Fair, August 12th through the 22nd in Sedalia. Log on to mostatefair.com and make your plans now. The Missouri State Fair. It's a singing, feasting, whooping it up kind of place. Now that's fun.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, the man who says two can live as cheap as one if one don't eat, Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned. Dave, I'm going to tell our listeners how they can get a copy of this video. But it is a 52-minute video, the first part of it. Then that closes, and then you come back and you say you made it 52 minutes so they could... commercial television program could air it. Then you come back and you have a lot more information on there. That's in about another 15 or 20 minutes. But we can put the video in your mailbox for $17. So we have a supply of them right here. So either call Beth or you can send $17 to video, and it's 911 in plain sight. $17 will put it in your mailbox. Now, let's go back to some more of those clips, because right. I think, do you have the Fox reporter queued up?
Yeah, and I want to set this up, because this,
please do.
This is key. This is one of the most important things, and we've already talked about it at the beginning of the program, but we can't let this go by without thinking about it. And that is that the clip that shows the plane slamming into the South Tower, we've all seen the clip, and if you think about what it looked like, imagine the tower in front of you, and the plane flies from overhead over your left shoulder and just barrels into the building. We've all seen that. But we never got to see it in slow motion. Now, what we've done is we've taken this footage, and by the way, if you have a VCR tape that you were recording live on September 11th, it's probably on there. And if you've got the DVD that CNN put out right after September 11th entitled America Remembers, it's on there too. I mean, this is not altered footage. This isn't something that just showed up. This has been there the whole time. It's been hiding in plain sight, and we just never noticed it because we never got a chance to look at it in slow motion. But when you look at this clip in slow motion, again, there is something, I don't know what it is, but something appears to be attached to the bottom of the plane that shouldn't be there, and then there's a bright flash that occurs before the plane barrels into the tower. Now, both of these things are inconsistent with a simple claim that there was some hijacker inside with a utility knife. Now, here's the key. If there is something attached to the belly of this plane, we have to ask the question, how could this plane have taken off from a commercial airport like Logan International in Boston and not have this big thing noticed by a baggage handler, a food service person guy, a refueler, crew members, passengers? Somebody would have seen this thing that is that big. Now, Derry, you've seen that, and we can't really tell what it is, but if there's something there, it's pretty big, wouldn't you say?
It looks that way.
It sure does. Now, the point here is that if it could not have taken off from a commercial airport, then we have to ask the question, well, what kind of airport would be able to handle a plane like that? And I think it's safe to rule out a private airfield. Most of them don't handle big planes like this. So the question is, if this came from a military airport, what kind of military plane would be able to fit the description that is going to be described in the following clip? Now, here it is. This was reported live on the Fox network right after the second plane hit the South Tower. Here's the clip.
Mark Birnbach, a Fox employee, is on the phone with us. Mark witnessed this from what we understand. Mark, were you close enough to be able to see any markings on the airplane?
Hi, gentlemen. How you doing? Yeah, there was definitely a blue logo. It was like a circular logo on the front of the plane, towards the front. It definitely did not look like a commercial plane. I didn't see any windows on the sides. And definitely very low. And I'm completely panicked. You're freaking out. I can't believe what I just saw.
We are all shaken by this. We are watching the video now back live. But the upper floors of the World Trade Center in Manhattan in flames now after apparently two large airplanes. We're talking about jetliners here slammed into the sides right around 9 o'clock this morning. Mark, if what you say is true, those could be cargo planes or something like that. You said you didn't see any windows in the side?
I didn't see any windows in the sides. I saw the plane flying low. I was probably like a block away from the subway in Brooklyn, and that plane came down very low. And again, it was not a normal flight that I've ever seen at an airport. It was a plane that had a blue logo on the front, and it did not look like it belonged in this area.
And there you go, Mark Birnbach. John Birnbach. Now, the question here, he mentioned not once, but two times that the plane definitely did not have any windows and it had a blue logo, a circular blue logo. Now, this was supposed to be a United airliner, and the United Airline logo is red and blue, and it is not circular. It's a double U. It's got a U with a U superimposed on it, so it'd be very hard to say, well, it was circular and blue when this thing is almost rectangular. Yeah, there's blue there, but there's also bright red. But the key is he states that there are no windows, not once, but twice. So the question is, if the plane did have something attached to the belly of the plane, and If it had something attached to the belly of the plane, it couldn't have taken off from a commercial airport, but rather a military airport. And if this witness says not once but twice it had no windows, we had to do a search to see if we could find a plane that matches that description that could take off from a military airfield. And lo and behold, we found that Boeing has been manufacturing a 767 tanker transport for the United States Air Force. Now, I'm not saying that that's the plane that hit the tower, but what I am saying is that the video footage that is irrefutable, undeniable, verifiable, and in many people's hands across this country screams that these questions must be asked, because common sense will dictate that these very well could not have been commercial aircraft. Now, is this a conclusion that you came to as well?
It looked that way to me. Now, like I said, I've shown it to some of the people here in our news department, and you know how news people are. They don't trust anybody at any time because they've been working with the politicians too long.
Yeah, you got that right.
But this one individual said, well, he said maybe they had pulled all of the shades down in the side of the airplane. But I've seen enough and I've flown enough to know that you can't tell by looking at the outside of an airplane at any distance whether the shades are down or not.
No, that's glass. It's going to reflect.
Sure it is.
Yeah. So the question here, though, is that I know there's people out there saying, oh, man, this guy is nuts. He's a conspiracy theory. Well, that's why I wanted to clarify the definition of conspiracy theory, because we're not talking theories here, folks. We're talking photographic evidence that is in everybody's hands. In fact, I would challenge right now all the listeners that may have bought some of those commemorative magazines on September 11th. I mean, we had People magazine, especially People. If you've got the People magazine from September 24th of 2001, or if you've got any of those magazines that showed up at the supermarket checkout, flip through and look for the still photograph, the shot of what we're talking about. That plane, you're looking up at the bottom just before it hits the South Tower, and look carefully at the bottom. I mean, there is very little debate that the bottom of that plane is not smooth like it should be. There's something attached there, and something big. It's the entire width of the wingspan, just about. And that should not be here. That in itself screams that it's a loud question that has to be answered.
Okay, now let's go back to the video again.
Yes.
You have a lady that is screaming, and she says it several times, and until you told me what she said, I didn't understand her. But
okay.
She's saying that is not of American Airlines, did she not?
Right. Right. It's it was a woman, apparently. Let me see if I could set this clip up and cue it while I'm talking to you. The clip that we're talking about was taken in Brooklyn, apparently shortly after the strike on the first tower. Now, right after the first plane had hit the tower, of course, all the New York City radio stations went live, and they were reporting that an American airliner had hit the first tower. Now, once they reported that, of course, people were standing around that had seen it happen were reacting to the news broadcast. And this is one woman's response. She was standing there, apparently, like I said, this video clip was taken in Brooklyn. And if this woman was standing in Brooklyn, she could have seen that plane easy, bright as day, as they say, hit the North Tower. And I'm sure her response would be very much like this if she recognized the plane as not what they reported. She was screaming that was not an American Airlines. Now, why would she say that definitively if the reporter on television or the radio was saying, hey, that an American airliner slammed into the North Tower, and she's saying, whoa, wait a second, that was not an American Airlines. Maybe she saw the same thing that Mr. Birnbach saw when the plane hit the South Tower.
Yeah, she apparently was someone who knew what an American airline, maybe she worked for the airlines or something of that nature. Hey, let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
SaveOnCommunications.com is a proven leader in online communications since 1995. If it's the lowest bill you're looking for, not just the lowest rate, SaveOnCommunications is the answer. They help businesses and residential customers shop the absolute best values in communication products and services available on the market today. Visit them online at www.SaveOnCommunications.com and start saving up to 70% today. Or call toll-free at 1-866-815-6343.
Hey, Jack Blood here. And folks, I wanted to take a minute to discuss your health. You know, the vicious cycle of treating symptoms of disease with drugs and surgery simply create more symptoms, leading to a greater dependence on the pharma cartels. There is a solution. Herbal Healer Academy, headed by the esteemed Dr. Mirijah McCain, have hundreds of natural products to treat the source of disease and illness. Herbal Healer Academy also provides many natural detox products to protect you and your family against chemtrails, aspartame, pesticides, radiation, MSG, and more. Herbal Healer Academy also provides herbs, vitamins, and correspondence courses so you can become an expert in natural medicine. Herbal Healer Academy is one-stop shopping for all of your healthy living needs. Why not call them now for a free brochure? 870-269-4177 for your free brochure at 870-269-4177. Or dial them up on the web at www.herbalhealer.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Have returned. Dave, I want to take another few minutes very quickly and yes. Tell our audience how they can get this video or DVD. We have both videos and DVD, so you can have your choice there. I'm going to have to break down and buy a DVD because the videos are going to be out of style one of these days. But anyway, we have video or DVD. And just send check, cash, or money order. We're not taking credit cards here because we're doing this ourselves. To Post Office Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023, same old address. And it's, like I said, $17. That takes care of shipping and handling. It'll put it right in your mailbox. Now, you have been all over, I almost said all over the United States. I know you've been to the West Coast with this video.
Right. We did some private screenings for the listener-supported radio station in Los Angeles, KPFK, and they scheduled three screenings, and all three of them were standing room only. I mean, they were literally outside at one place. They were lined up three and four at the plate glass windows trying to look inside because they couldn't get inside.
Now, by private screening, what you just set up in a room?
Well, basically, KPFK promoted it to have people come down to the, I think that one was at the St. Luke's Episcopal Church in Long Beach, and the room capacity was somewhere around 350 people, I'd say, and they ran out of chairs. People were standing around the outside, and they were only expecting maybe a couple hundred people, but they just kept coming and coming, and they were lined up outside, and the back of the room was all windows all the way up to the ceiling. And the people were standing outside, It was almost like one of those Woodstock things. You only think that a few thousand are going to show up, and you end up with 100,000, you know? So it was quite a phenomenon. People were standing room only, like I said, everywhere.
Okay, go ahead, Sandy.
I was just going to say, and every person that comes away with this after watching this is basically got their mouth, you know, their jaw is dropping open because they're seeing things that they'd never seen before and going down an avenue of thought that has been basically unexplored by most of America.
Let's go to the telephones. Ralph in Oklahoma. Hi, Ralph, you're on the air.
Yeah, Dave?
Yes, sir.
You know Dr. Stanley Monteith?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. He offered a video clip, I believe. Now, this was on the day after, and I didn't watch anything the day after, but from what I understand, it's one of the network greats there, say Mike Wallace or rather one of those, mm-hmm. was interviewing a Mr. Kinnick that was a high-level FEMA guy from California. And he asked him, he was commenting on how well they were set up and with their operation. And he said, well, that's because we were told we couldn't fly. Now, this was on a Wednesday, I'm sure. So, and the 9/11 happened on a Tuesday, correct?
That's correct. I know where you're going.
He was advised that they would need to fly in all of their apparatus Monday, the day before. And bang,
that's right.
They shut him right off the air.
That's right. He said that they had come in there on Monday, the day before. They were there before it happened.
Let's take another break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Friends, neighbors, and fellow Americans, you know as well as I do that our freedoms are under attack in this country. To stand and fight alone is courageous, but not often very effective and can be quite discouraging. But you don't have to stand alone. When you join with others willing to do the right thing, there is strength in numbers, and that is why it's important to join the Paragon Foundation. When you become a member of the Paragon Foundation, you join like-minded, freedom-loving Americans that have decided enough is enough. It's time to get tough and fight back. That's exactly what the Paragon Foundation does, fight back. The Paragon Foundation picks the battles that regain lost ground and protect long-held rights and freedoms. But to win the battle, we need to stand together. And you need a well-funded war chest to equip the troops. And you can help by becoming a Paragon Foundation member today. Call toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 877-847-3443.
Thrilling to the adrenaline rush on the Midway Ride. Now that's fun. And the thrills keep coming at the 2004 Missouri State Fair. Gasping at the high-flying stunts at the freestyle motocross. Now that's fun. Feeling the thunder roll at the auto races on the half-mile dirt track. Now that's fun. And the excitement is non-stop at the fair. Smashing and crashing at the Demolition Derby. Now that's fun. Whooping it up at the Dodge Bull Run. Now that's fun. And the fun never ends when you do it all at the Missouri State Fair. For more Missouri State Fair fun, visit mostatefair.com. The summer is made for fun, so don't miss out. Catch all the fun and excitement at the 2004 Missouri State Fair, August 12th through the 22nd in Sedalia. Log on to mostatefair.com and make your plans now. The Missouri State Fair, it's a singing, thrilling, whooping it up kind of place. Now that's fun.
And we have returned. Dave, we're in the home stretch here, and I'm going to again tell our listeners how to get this DVD or video. It's entitled 911. Just say 911 video or DVD. Tell which one you want. We put it in your mailbox for 17 buckaroos, but it must be check, cash, or money order because Beth and I are doing this, and we don't have a credit card set up here. Okay. You need it. You need it. Call in the neighbors and have a screening like Dave did. Dave, where are you going from here? Are you going to come out with a number two?
Well, eventually, I'm sure we will. But right now, I mean, this documentary has only been out for about 3 weeks right now. And it is creating quite a stir across the country. because people are now starting to think outside the box and realizing what conspiracy theory really is. Now, we started off the program by explaining what conspiracy theory was, and that is a charge or an allegation that somebody conspired to do something and you can't prove it. Now, that's what a conspiracy theory is. Let's apply that to what Condoleezza Rice said on September 23rd of 2001, when in a press conference she stated that we have definitive proof that links Osama bin Laden and the Taliban to the attacks on September 11th, and we will release that information, and I quote, in due time. Now, to this day, they have never released any definitive proof that links Osama, the Taliban, or any of these terrorist groups to the events of September 11th. But meanwhile, because we have governmental agencies that appear to be above the law, we've launched not one but two wars, and we've killed untold thousands of innocent men, women, and children based on what is defined as a conspiracy theory. And I got one more clip from George Bush that in this clip I happen to agree with, and I'll share it with you right now. And here it is.
Let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories concerning the attacks of September the 11th. Malicious lies that attempt to shift the blame away from the terrorists themselves, away from the guilty.
That's one thing that I agree with. We've got to get to the real truth about what happened on September 11th, and we have to do it with evidence. And the video evidence on this documentary is shaking them up from coast to coast. And I hope and pray that every law enforcement, every firefighter, every man and woman that serves in uniform, both military and private service, sees this video before anything else happens. We've got to find out who the real perpetrators are.
And you can get that video by sending $17 check, cash, or money order to P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. Now, we still have a little over a minute left, Dave. The gentleman that called from Oklahoma a while ago, he was referring to this Mike Wallace program, I believe he said.
Dan Rather. Yes, sir.
Okay. Do you have that clip?
Unfortunately, no, I do not.
But I'll bet somebody out there does have it.
I know it exists, and I think I might even have it someplace here, but I did not include that for whatever reason. I guess I just wasn't thinking about it.
Well, if you do a number two, but that would be an interesting clip. You know, when I was on ABC Nightly News with Tom Brokaw, they wouldn't tell us when they were going to air it.
Uh-huh.
And I had three different people call me and say, hey, I've got this on video if you want it.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a lot of folks that just let their recorder run regularly.
And that's how we got a lot of the clips that we put into this video, because many of them, you know, when we went on live on September 11th, Joyce and I co-host our own show, The Power Hour, and the first thing we did, we said, everybody put a tape in and start recording any network you can get your hands on, and that's what they did. And I thank every one of the listeners out there to our network that did exactly that and sent us tapes, because without those tapes, this production would not have been possible, because the networks will not provide any video footage of September 11th, because GW said shortly afterwards, we have to stop showing these terrible attacks because America needs time to heal. And that's why we don't see it anymore.
And that's why you don't.
Yeah,
and that's why you don't see the Murrow Building anymore. I mean, you remember how fast they removed that Murrow Building. But, hey, it's time for me to go. May I say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Until we meet again. Happy trails to you.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails. Thank you.
from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle